Did you ever stop with the killing the cows? They do the same thing to them?
Now, I never did have to kill any cows because that was quite a job. I had to do up the meat after it was killed. Mm-hmm. But I never did have to do much of the meat
killing.
Well,
how did they kill the cows?
I don't know. I guess they shot them too, don't you guess?
I guess.
And then I think they just skinned them. Mm-hmm. They don't try to, you know, get the hairs off the skin. They just skin the whole thing.
Well, those on the hog, those hairs are real tough.
Yeah, they're called bristles. Some people call them hairs and some people call them bristles. Mm-hmm. They're really bristles on the hog.
Well, when they are, you see, they have to bleed. Do they hang them up and just let them bleed?
They hang them up and let them bleed down into the head. You see, they hang them up by the feet, the back legs, and let them hang.
Well, little pigs, cute.
Oh, little pigs are very sweet. We've had a lot of them when my husband went to work at Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had hogs running out our nose and ears here. I told him, I said, we're going to have to take them hogs and run them through the sausage, pick them up by the tail and run them through the sausage grinder. And sell them to get our money back on because the hog market had failed, pork had failed so cheap, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had hogs just running out of our nose and ears. And we grind sausage here, fixed up sausage coming and going. And, you know, people just went wild out of town. They'd come here and get them.
Mm-hmm.
They just went wild over that fresh meat, you know. But I got so tired of doing up sausage. You know, back when I was a girl, we would can that sausage back before the refrigerators, freezers, and all came out. We would can that sausage. You take and boil that sausage out after you grind that meat.
Mm-hmm.
All that you want to put in that meat, it'd be about half and half. Some people loved it half and half, half fat and half lean meat, you know,
mm-hmm.
and grind it up and season it. And then you would roll that out and pat it and put it in a pan and fry it and put it into a jar, a glass jar,
mm-hmm.
and set it up. Pour that grease on that, and that would help to seal that jar of sausage. That was before the canned sausage, you know, came in and all the store-bought kinds, what you're talking about. I fried sausage when I'd be so sick frying sausage. That's the sickest sick you've ever been in your life. It's just frying and can smell nothing but fried sausage.
It
does get old because we'd fry 100 or 2 pounds at a time, you see. It wasn't just a small batch because we would kill maybe 2 or 3 hogs at a time. And you just had to keep canning those sausages, but they were delicious. And in the cold weather, when the cold weather began to come along and you opened those sausages, they were delicious. I've heard my mother talk about they put them in corn shucks.
Mm-hmm.
That these roastneers come in, and I was talking back right there. They would put these in corn shucks back when we had a lot of cold weather years and years ago. It was colder, seemed like, here than it is now. And I've heard my mother talk about in her day and time coming up, they would put that down in a clean corn shuck, the shuck that comes on this roastneers I was talking about, just before you get to the tassels and the silk, you know. Put that in a shuck and hang it up in the smokehouse and smoke that sausage.
Ooh, I bet that was
hickory
good.
Smoke. And smoked that sausage, and that was real good sausage. I never did eat any, but she said it was very good.
I bet it was. Well, what's a hog like, one of those that y'all would kill? What's it worth? Are they real expensive?
Well, they have been. They were in a period of time. So sometime they'd come down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody in this part of the country in Georgia raises hogs, and they never did go real sky high. I don't know about the other countries.
Did y'all
where
have
they don't
them
raise
to sell, or you had them just for you, for y'all?
No, we raised them mostly for use.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that one time when we just got so many of them that just run out our nose and ears. We had to do something to them. That's eating us out of the house and home.
What would they eat? Just whatever you left
slop out. And then the grain out of the field, you know, that they give them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd buy shorts. If we didn't have any shorts, they'd come out of the grain, you know.
What's shorts?
Shorts is a meal-like stuff that they give them that come out of the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd make them grow.